The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Tuba. And usually the reading of this Sunday is, the Gospel is about the children of Bethlehem, whom King Herod killed. And also it was the same gospel of yesterday, because yesterday was the commemoration of the children of Bethlehem. Actually, Bethlehem is a city of David, in which David was born. And also our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David, also was born in Bethlehem. And in this city, small city, was the horrible crime of Herod the king, who sent and killed by the edge of the sword, slain all the children from 2 years and under. من سنتين فما دون. Killed them all. And by this, these children of Bethlehem were the first fruit of martyrs for the name of Christ. كانوا بكورة شهداء من أجل المسيح. أول ناس استشهدوا من أجل اسم المسيح. Actually, after that, and at all the generations, and up till this day, there are so many martyrs and blood to be shed for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this blood which is shed for his name is very, very precious in the sight of our Lord. Not only in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament, I can remind you with something horrible like that. King Herod knew that the king of the Jews, the Messiah, is to be born in Bethlehem. And he gathered the priest and the high priest and asked them where Christ is to be born. And we ask him, do you believe in the Holy Scripture? Yes, he believes. And because he believes, he gathered the priest and asked them where Christ is to be born. They opened the book of Micha, chapter 5, verse 2, and said to him, Christ, the Messiah, will be born in Bethlehem. And so he is sure that he is the Messiah. And there is a prophecy confirming his advent and his birth in Bethlehem. In spite of this, he put in his mind to kill this child. He put in his mind to resist the will of God and to kill this child, I mean Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem. والحقيقة التاريخ سجل لهذا الملك القاسي القلب سجل له هذه الحادثة بكل الخزي والعار. لدرجة أن كان في بلد اسمها الرامة جنب بيت لحم. وفي الرامة سمع عويل وصراخ وأنين أطفال ونساء بيت لحم. صوت سمع في الإيه؟ في الرامة. نوح وبكاء وعويل كثير، رحيل تبكي على أولادها ولا تريد أن تتعزى لأنهم ليسوا بموجودين. صراخ الأطفال لم يهز شعرة من هذا الملك القاسي القلب والمعاند، وذبح أطفال بيت لحم ليكونوا باكورة شهداء من أجل المسيح. وعلى مر العصور هناك شهداء من أجل المسيح، دماءهم تصرخ لله زي ما قال ربنا لقايين. أتاري حكاية الدم دوت منذ بداية الخليقة. The shedding of blood was not only in this event, but from the beginning of the creation, when Cain killed his brother, and God said to him, the voice of the blood, or the voice of your brother's blood, cries out of ground. صوت دم أخيك صارخ إلي إيه؟ من الأرض. هم ماتوا، ولكن زي ما بيقول الكتاب في سفر العبرانيين، وإن مات يتكلم بعد. Though it is being dead, still speaks. This blood is very precious in the sight of the Lord. And though it is being dead, still cries or still speaks. I will remind you with another king, a stiff-necked king in the Old Testament, who committed a crime similar to this crime of Herod. What did Herod do? Because to establish his kingdom, he was afraid about his kingdom. He was a selfish king. And because of his selfishness, Ananieto, he decided to resist everyone, even God, and to stand against the will of God. ممكن يقف قدام إرادة الله نفسه. This is Satan and all the followers of Satan. They stand before the will of God. And he knew from the priest and from the prophecies that this is the Messiah and he is to be born and to reign over the throne of David or the house of Jacob forever. And to his kingdom there will be no end according to the prophecies. But he decided to kill him. القصة المشابهة اللي في العهد القديم قصة ذكرت في سفر صموئيل الأول إصحاح 18. ناخدها كده من أول 18 لغاية 20 و22. There was a king, the first king of Israel, called Saul, Shaul. And this king was rejected from God. And a distress spirit, أو روح رديء، ابتدى يباغته من قبل الرب. This king knew that David will be a king. From Samuel the prophet, he knew that David will be the king. And he saw how David, by the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, could kill this giant man, the Palestinian, who is called Goliath. But he decided to kill David in order to keep the kingdom for himself and for his son, Jonathan. the same as Herod did. In order to keep the kingdom for himself, he wanted to kill Jesus, the king of the Jews. And Saul also, to keep the kingdom for himself, he decided to kill David, who is to be the king of the Jews. Although David was appointed from God, not only appointed from God, but also was anointed from Samuel, the king. يعني كان متعين من الله وكان أيضا ممسوح من الله من خلال صمويل. He tried to kill him so many times, and by his spear he struck him more than once. And David to move here and there to avoid the spear. And then David decided to escape from him. When he decided to escape, راح بلد اسمها نوب. He went to a city called نوب. This city was the city of the priests. And in this city was the tabernacle. كانت الخيمة بتاعت الاجتماع. And the high priest at this time was called Ahimelech. Ahimelech knew nothing about the enmity in the heart of King Saul against David. كانش يعرف أخيمالك حاجة. اللي حصل ان داود راح لأخيمالك هو ورجالته وطلب منه ان احنا تعبانين وجعانين على الاخر. We are very hungry. And he said to them, sorry, I have no common bread. أنا ما عنديش أي أكل ليكم. I have only a holy bread. I have only a holy bread. And you are not allowed to eat of it. David asked him to make an exception, an excuse, because they were very hungry. And Ahimelech was a kind man. And asked them if they have no relation with women, they can do. And he gave them the holy bread. And then David asked him for a weapon or for a sword or a spear. And he said to them, I have nothing but the sword of Goliath by which you killed Goliath. أنا مش معيش غير السيف بتاع جولياط اللي انت ايه قتلته بيه. David took the sword. But there was one of the men of Saul. كان في واحد من رجالة شاول. شايف الموقف دوت. رجع وقال لشاول. What did Saul did? He committed the same crime as Herod killed the children of Bethlehem. Saul called Ahimelech the high priest, رئيس الكهنة, with all the priests of the city, 85 priests. And he slain them all. دبحهم كلهم. دبح. شاول الملك 85 كاهن من كهنة الرب ومعهم رئيس الكهنة. وبعد كده راح على مدينة نوب, مدينة الكهنة. And he made the sword in all the men, women, children, even the nursing infants, الرضعان والأطفال والستات والرجالة والغنم والبقر والحمير بتوعهم. All these were slain. And we can ask this king, why to do this? You have been appointed. أقمت ملكا من قبل الرب فكيف تذبح كهنة الرب. Something very similar to what Herod did. Herod killed the children of Bethlehem too. keep the kingdom to himself, and King Saul also. In the book of Samuel, the first chapter 20, also sent and killed all the priests and the high priest. And this was a symbol for what will be done by the Jews when they will kill the high priest, اللي هو Jesus Christ, رئيس الكهنة الأعظم. يعني شاول ذبح رئيس الكهنة، وكان هذا رمزا أن الأمة اليهودية سوف تذبح رئيس الكهنة الأعظم، اللي هو مين؟ الرب يسوع المسيح. It's amazing to put the both stories before each other. The same selfishness and stony heart. But I am not speaking now about Herod the king who killed the children. And not speaking about Saul the king who killed the high priest and the 85 priests and the old men and women, children and nursing infants and the animals, sheep, oxen, donkeys, everything. It's horrible. But I am speaking about myself, and I am speaking about each one. كيف تصنع الأنانية في الإنسان بحيث تخليه ممكن يذبح أي حد قدامه؟ يا ترى أنا ذبحت كم واحد؟ مش لازم ذبحتهم بالسيف، مش ضرورة أكون ذبحت بالسكينة. It is not necessary to slain by the edge of the sword, and not necessary to slain by a knife, but you may slain the others morally. تذبح ذبح أدبي، تذبحهم أدبيا، معنويا، psychically، نفسيا. مش ده اللي قاله المسيح؟ إن من يبغض أخيه فهو إيه؟ قاتل نفس. We used to speak about this king and that king, that they are stony heart, عندهم قلب حجري، وعملوا أعمال صعبة ووحشة. لكن ممكن نكون بنعمل زيهم through hatred، البغضة والكراهية، وندبح الآخرين وندوس عليهم عشان نثبت نفسنا وعشان كرامتنا. This is a lesson for me and for you and for every one of you. My beloved, this is not the whole story. And as I said to you, from the very beginning, Cain killed his brother. And this priests were killed by Saul, and these children of Bethlehem were killed by Herod the king. And along the history and along the whole generation up till now, I can remind you the martyrs of Nag Hammadi, the martyrs of Maspero, the martyrs along our history. All this blood is kept with honor in heaven. Though it's being dead, still speaks. وإن مات يحصل له إيه؟ يتكلم بعد. الدم له صوت بيوصل لله. صوت دم أخيك. The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. صارخ إلي من الأرض. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and verse 9, John, who wrote the book of Revelation, John, whom we celebrate today, his departure from the world, نهاردة تذكار نياحة القديس يوحنا اللي كتب سفر الرؤيا. It's amazing to know that in the book of Revelation, chapter 6 and verse 9, he said that, spoke about the seals, and he wrote, وَلَمَّا فُتِحَ الْخَتْمِ الْخَامِسِ. شفت إيه يا يوحنا؟ What did you see, John, when he opened the fifth seal? What did he see? What did he see? رأيت نفوس الذين قتلوا تحت المذبح. اللي اتقتلوا دول دمهم ما راحش، ما شربتوش الأرض. ده الأرض اتلعنت لما شربت دم هابيل. وقال له كده، ملعون أنت من الأرض التي فتحت فاها لتقبل يد أخي، دم أخيك من إيه؟ من يدك. So John said that when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony. رأيت نفوس الذين قتلوا تحت المذبح، قتلوا من أجل كلمة الله ومن أجل الشهادة التي كانت عندهم، which they held. And they cried with a loud voice. وابتدوا يقولوا لربنا بصوت عالي، إلى متى أيها السيد القدوس الحق لا تقضي ولا تنتقم لدماءنا من الساكنين على الأرض؟ الدم له تمن ولازم يدفع. عشان كده قالوا له، they cried with a loud voice saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth. الدم ما بيروحش، الدم غالي. وزي ما دم المسيح اللي اتسفك برضه ظلما على الأرض وهو بريء، innocent، بلا خطية، but his blood was shed, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this blood who was shed is very precious and honored blood. And also the blood of his children who is or who was shed for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ is very precious in his sight. وإن مات يتكلم بعد، والدم له صوت، والله يعمل. عشان كده شفنا ربنا بيشتغل قوي وبيجيب حق أولاده. إحنا في مصر نعرف الحكاية دي كويس، وعرفناها كويس خلال السنة اللي فاتت، إزاي الدم ده ما راحش على الأرض وما راحش سودان أو هدر، لكن ربنا بيجيب حق أولاده. This is one point. The other point which I would like to pass very fast is why our Lord Jesus Christ to choose Egypt and the Egypt specifically to flee to it. Why to flee to Egypt? Why to visit our land Egypt? We know that you did not visit any country except your hometown. بلدك، لكن عمرك ما رحت أي بلد تاني. Why to choose Egypt? It's amazing. Maybe our church, the Coptic church in Egypt, will offer to him many and many numerous of martyrs. أكتر بلد قدمت شهداء من أجل المسيح، أكتر كنيسة قدمت شهداء. في شهداء في روسيا، في شهداء في أرمينيا، في شهداء في العراق، في شهداء في سوريا ودمهم غالي. لكن على رأي مؤرخة اسمها ميسيس بوتشر قالت كده: لو وضع شهداء العالم كله في كفة ووضع شهداء الأقباط في كفة لرجحت كفة الأقباط. So our church in Egypt, the Coptic church, offered so many martyrs testifying that Jesus is our Lord. This is one point. Our Coptic church in Egypt was the source and the beginning of the رهبنة عن إيه؟ monasticism. Of the monasticism in the whole world. كنيسة القبطية طلعت وعلمت العالم كله ما هي الرهبنة. Our Coptic church in Egypt offered to the world the holy fathers who explained the faith, Athanasius, Kyrillus, and they defend faith against all the heresies. And she kept its faith or her faith uncorrupted until now. الكنيسة اللي حافظت على الإيمان بتاعها لغاية النهاردة. عشان كده it was amazing not only to visit Egypt but also this visit was according to prophecy was mentioned in the book of Isaiah. ده مترتبة من العهد القديم أشعية 19 اللي بيتكلم فيها عن تأسيس كنيسة في مصر ومجيء المسيح لمصر. At that time there will be an altar to the Lord. Altar to the Lord. مذبح للرب. In the midst of the land of Egypt. And a pillar to the Lord. In أو at its border. في ذلك اليوم يكون مذبح للرب في وسط أرض مصر. وعمود للرب عند إيه؟ عند تخومها. I can also remind you بسرعة كده على النبوة بتاعت أشعية إصحاح 19 وهو بيقول هو ذا الرب قادم إلى مصر راكبا على سحابة إيه؟ سريعة فترتجف أوسان مصر ويذوب قلب مصر في داخلها. Chapter 19 It is said that chapter 19, the burden against Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud. هو ذا الرب راكب على إيه؟ على سحابة سريعة. And will come into Egypt. His coming into Egypt was not by chance. Was not something haphazard. It was organized by the will of God. And it was mentioned in the book of Isaiah and mentioned in the book of Hosea, chapter 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. عندما كان إسرائيل غلاما أحببته ومن مصر دعوت إيه؟ ابني. ده هوشع. إحنا بنتكلم على أشعية. ايه الجمال دوت اللي موجود؟ ايه السيمفونيه اللي في الكتاب المقدس ديت عشان نلاقي لينا هذا المكان وهذه المكانه ككنيسه قبطيه حتى في الكتاب المقدس؟ ويقول كده هوت: The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. ويذوب قلب مصر ايه؟ داخلها. يا ترى قلب مصر سوف يذوب ايه؟ سوف يذوب حبا في المسيح ويقدم أو تقدم له كنيسة المسيح التي في مصر شهداء تشهد بهذا الحب أو يشهدون بهذا الحب. ونيجي في الآخر لغاية ما يقول العبارة الجميلة: Blessed is Egypt my people. مبارك شعبي مصر. I would like to pray for Egypt and for our church there and our brethren there, the only land which was blessed by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, Saint Mary and Joseph the Carpenter, the Holy Family, and they went here and there to sanctify and to bless all our countries. And the first altar in the world was not in Jerusalem. The first altar in the world was not in Palestine. The first altar in the world was consecrated by our Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of Egypt. Fidir ismo Dir al Eh? Dir al Mahar. This is glory for our church and the glory to be mentioned in the holy books, in the holy scriptures, in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Hosea, and to be blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ himself and Saint Mary. May God bless our people. May God bless our church. May God bless all the people. Bless all of you. And the glory be to God forever. Amen.
Brusque man, careless, and careless, and home is me.